Yeah, so with templates, I had students get 28, 27, 26. For some reason, right now, it's not working. The only girl that got a 27 this year was Ineska, and she used all template for two reasons. The first reason, the second reason. So fuck it, let's just do templates because apparently TOEFL is all about templates. It's not about real stuff, you know? So, anyways, let's go back into this and we're going to try to template this as much as we possibly can, okay? So, and to speak in question two, let me just hurry up and get rid of this. Remember, with letters, there's always, well, and it's not so much a template like you see through some of these other tutors who give you these big things that you have to remember, and it's so ridiculous. It's just all about being simple and using simple linkers. That's exactly what we're going to do. AI doesn't care about passive voice. AI doesn't care about active voice. AI doesn't care about complex sentences. It just cares about, are you saying the right thing and are you linking your ideas from one to another? That's all it cares about. So that's what we're going to do now. So again, I would always tell my students to say a letter was written by a student stating that. But to be honest with you, depending on what your template is, you could just say, damn, a student wrote a letter. You see what I mean? That's active voice. So it just really depends what you feel is easier. If you know anything in regards to templates or you feel that things are easier saying them in a specific way, just go with that. Okay. All right. And so what I normally say, and these are the notes that I would take from this letter. I normally would just go with the letter was written by a student stating that or suggesting. And as you see here, that's the first thing that I pick up. And normally they always suggest something. So instead of stating, I would say suggesting that. And then my notes would look something like this. Okay. Letter suggesting. Come serve requirement. Now, before graduation. Now, let me show you this. Now, this is obviously very, very easy. And if you want to say therefore too, I'm guessing AI would love that. Okay. So we just got to do whatever makes it easiest and whatever gets us that high score. And here goes the red right there. And then before graduation, we need reason number one. Improv relay town. And it says that right here in this sentence. Now I'm just showing you my notes because you're only going to have 50 seconds to do this, right? And then there's always a second one. Discover a love for service. So I wrote down letter. A student suggesting. I'm not even going to write the entire word suggesting. I'm literally just going to write probably SUGG. And then I'm going to put the title right after that, comm service requirement. And then why before graduation or the general gist of it. So before graduation. And then I wrote down improve. Relay town, improve the relationship with the townspeople. And the last one, I highlight it right here. Discover, love, serve. Now, depending on how you reduce your words, depending on how you reduce everything, and don't write the full word, is what I'm trying to say. So I told you I would just write SUGG here because I know what I'm trying to say. So it's up to you how you take your notes. Now, in 50 seconds, I believe that you could write down 13 words, but I could be wrong. 13 words may be too much. But by looking at this, I don't even have to write out the sentence. So if I said this in this highlighted section right here, it would be a letter was written by a student at the university suggesting to make community service a requirement for students before graduation. And this would improve the relationship between them and the town. And they would also discover a love of giving service to other people. You see, I'm just kind of filling in that language. I'm using that filler language and I'm filling it all in. And so that is the introduction. Now, I told students before, make introductions very short. Luckily, we haven't gotten into the speaking question three just yet. And I'm just trying to think how AI thinks. I think it's probably better to have 15-second introductions in your speaking questions two, three, and four. This is no different from what we used to do before, but in speaking question three, normally I would just have my student define what the title is and that's it. And it would only be a 5-second introduction. To be honest with you, I think that's too little. I think AI wants a little bit more of that reading. So, what we're going to do, I'll show you later on, we're going to extend it a little bit more to 15 seconds. Same thing's going to happen with the speaking question four. It's always the two something. I'm just going to add in a little bit more details and we're going to get into that too. So, in saying that, the note taken, that's what it's going to look like. Now, remember, you're going to see an announcement. An announcement will be the same thing. It's going to be ANN. And then an announcement stating. So I would probably just write STATE, state. And then the title would be right here. Title. Okay. And then after the title, do we have to write anything after the title? I don't know. I'll show you. But reason number one would be right here. And reason number two would be right here. It's all about mastering the art of note taking and then using your filler language to integrate and create it. That's what you got to do, okay? So, what I'm going to hurry up and do is, again, we've already gone over this, so I'm kind of just going over it again. But the thing is, I just wanted to show you how I'm going to go about using, and let me write this down on your document. More. Motherfucker. Moreover, furthermore, also, however, on the other hand, what else do we got? As a result, Oh, by the way, add conclusions no matter what. AI is going to love it. We just got to think like a robot. This is what we got to do. We got to think like a robot and please enunciate the words. I don't want you to slow down your speech, like significantly, but I just want you to make sure that you're understood by the program. Now, I don't know if you've used different variations of AI tech before. Last year, I had a student by the name of Andrea Salina. She just scored a 25 in her speaking, as a matter of fact. She's a pharmacist, and she used this AI software, and it's very, very similar to the one that they use for TOEFL. And so, if you actually speak into that software and it writes down everything you say, and some things were written down a little bit differently, that is going to show up on your test and that is going to hurt you because it all depends what AI believes and whatever AI thinks you said. So, make sure you say it very clearly. Now, I believe that that's not going to be an issue for you, but obviously for others, they have a tendency of not saying things clearly, right? And so, yeah, they just say crazy shit. Like, yeah, well, no, not really. Thailand, you know, instead of saying cheese, they say chi. Instead of saying rice, they say rye. You eat rye? I'm like, bruh, rice. If you go to TOEFL and you take that test, they're going to give you a zero if you say rye instead of rice because they think that you're saying rye as in rye bread, RYE. So, and saying that, now I'm going to run this through. Now, again, I'm kind of just like re-educating in a very robotic way. Okay. But the thing is, I know, and it's just, you're kind of like, well, we've already done this. It's just, I really want to make sure we implement all this bullshit that AI wants. So it's, you probably already know this a little bit, but I just want to show you how you could go about doing this. Now, Annabelle, maybe you could use a little system. We have plus. That could be maybe moreover, furthermore, also. You could write that down in your notes. And then, however, on the other hand, could be minus. As a result, could be equal sign. So coming up with the rubric that helps you, because when you see the plus, you could say also. When you see the negative, switch it. You're going to contrast it. Okay. As a result is the equal sign. or conclusion equal sign. Okay, so just giving you a couple of things. All right, god damn it. I speak too much. Let's keep it going. Here we go. Let me take down some
now
notes.
Now listen
oh,
to
oh,
two
yeah, go ahead,
students.
Annabelle, go ahead.
No, I have a question. My question is about the on the other hand, when you use on the other hand, you can use it alone or you need to put before on the one hand and the next paragraph to write on the other hand. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Now, if this is an independent essay where you're showing comparison and contrast, yes. Normally, mm-hmm. in speaking question two, the two ideas that the student gives are the same ideas on that same thing. So they're going to say, however, disagree. Now, if you want that super template, and I'm going to give you that super template because AI wants this template. Here we go. However, the woman disagrees for two reasons. Hey, and you know what? Yes, you see this on YouTube. You got all these fake tutors and fake people saying the same thing. I'm going to get out my feelings. I'm going to stop being academic. I'm just going to do what gets you the highest score. All right. In the perfect world, I would say, however, I'm sorry. In the conversation, though, the woman opposes the ideas made in the letter, stating that that's beautiful, but AI doesn't give a fuck about that. AI likes that basic shit. AI likes that ninth grade. Okay, however, the woman disagrees for two reasons. The first reason, okay, AI likes that. Okay, so we're just going to do what AI likes. So, in answering your question, Annabelle, on the one hand, on the other hand, that's only for a comparison and contrast essay when you have to argue two things. Okay. Other than that, no problema. Okay. All right. So let's go check this out. Oh boy, this is going to be annoying. All right. Well, let me just put this on another page because I don't want to just have stuff all over the place. Now, this is going to be very easy. The woman disagrees for two reasons. The first reason. You like my Indian accent? Thank you. All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
Discussing the letter.
So, what'd you think of that letter?
Well, it might sound like a good idea, but I really don't think it's going to have any of the benefits that the letter writer says it will.
So you don't agree with it?
Nope. If anything, it's going to hurt our relationship with our town. I mean, forcing students to volunteer, it's going to make them see it as a chore, a nuisance, and so they're not going to put their hearts into it, which is going to make the university look bad.
You're saying that students doing volunteer work in town will be unenthusiastic and...
Right. It'll be obvious they don't want to be there. That's sure not going to make things better, you know, in terms of how we're regarded by people in the local community.
But maybe students would learn to like it.
I really doubt it. The whole idea that this is going to encourage students to do more volunteering in the future is just ridiculous. A lot of students are likely to come away from the experience with negative feelings about it.
Yeah, especially if their studies suffer from being forced to spend time away from them.
All the students I know already complain about not having enough time as it is. So this extra work is going to be a bad experience. Hardly inspiration for them to pursue more volunteer work after they graduate.
All right, so what did I write down? This is a lot of crazy shit I wrote down, okay? All right, so what would I say? I would say, however, the woman disagrees for two reasons. Oh, shit, not the woman, the man. However, the man disagrees for two reasons. The first reason is because he believes that it won't have any of the benefits the letter writer says it would. As a matter of fact, keep that in mind. It's going to hurt the relationship with the town. Forcing students to volunteer is going to make it seem like a chore. Now look at my equal sign. As a result, they're not going to put their hearts into it and they're going to make the university look bad because it would be obvious they don't want to be there. Okay, a couple of Lakers. The first reason, as a result, okay? And then next, we're going to go also the whole idea that it's going to encourage students to do more volunteer in the future is ridiculous. More than likely, they're just going to come away from it with a negative experience. Right now, all students don't have enough time. Therefore, the extra, oh, you see that? Therefore, the extra work is just going to be a bad experience. In conclusion, this is not going to be inspiration for them to take up volunteering work in the future. What did I do? I added four or five bullshit ass linkers that AI is going to love me. You, Annabelle, if you could do this, and I know you can't, no problema. But if you could do this, max score. AI will love you. We just got to do what's easy so we can get a high score. I'm taking all my academic feelings out of it, and I'm going to do what this scam ass test is telling AI or program AI to do. So this is what I did. So let me look at this. The first reason. And then I said also, now, Annabelle, if you say Arsenio, can I say the second reason? Yes. Okay. Up to you. Now, I put as a result. It's going to be a little bit hard because they don't say as a result. So, could you have written as a result between these two ideas? I don't know because I picked it up and I hurry up and put an equal sign. Maybe you did. Is that going to kill you? No. I'm just trying to add in as many linkers as possible. Now, fast forward into speaking question three, they make it easy for us because they're going to say a few years ago, a couple weeks later, a month after that. Also, however, the next morning, all these different things, you better write every single linker down possible because if you don't, it's going to make it hard for you, and AI tech is not going to be happy. Ta-da! So we're go and so I don't know, Annabelle, if this is a template, but this is more of just a very basic functional way of giving a very basic speech. I don't have templates. I don't know if you consider this to be a template. No, I'm not saying for you to say the same thing that all the other people in the world are saying. I think that destroys creativity. I'm just telling you to add in the linkers to establish more
Okay.
coherence. So I don't think this is a template. I think this is a very coherent way of putting things together as a very, and like in a very basic speech that you would give in middle school. That's kind of what I'm showing you. Ta-ta! So Annabelle, what do you think?
I think that it's a way
Uh-oh, Annabelle. Annabelle, I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you. Your Bluetooth headphones. I'm only picking up one word after five words. That always happens because every you're speaking and you're like, oh, hey, oh, ah. I said, oh shit, AI. You're AI. I knew it, you're AI. You're AI, Annabelle. No problema, no problema. I don't know why those AirPods do that, man. That's crazy. Anyways, it happens. Shit, I had myself a morning already. Oh man. That ear is a
You heard
piece of
me
shit,
now?
I swear. Oh yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, señorita. Okay, you're all good. Okay, so sorry. Go ahead. Go back to what you were saying. My bad.
No, I think that is a most intelligent way to do this question because that makes sense that follow this. I think that is better to organize the idea. And I think that I'm going to be able to say something that is not a rigid template. I think that this way is easier than the other one, in my
Gotcha.
opinion.
Right. Now, again, are there other templates? Am I going to give you a very simple way of writing your independent essay by stating your stances both in the introduction and conclusion? Yes. Okay. In the introduction, we're always going to say, I agree. We're going to have to say, which I will explore in the following essay. And then at the very end, we're going to say, this is why I agree. Okay, we're gonna have to just write down the stances. I guess AI loves the stances. They love the stances. The rest of it is fucking simple. It's all about creating ideas. By the way, I found some really cool, I got some more independent recent essay topics. You're gonna love them. Actually, they're pretty bad. But anyways, yeah. So in saying that, my template, if you were to say, what's my template? I don't know if I really have one. However, the woman disagrees for two reasons. That's a template. The first reason, okay. The second reason, okay. Those are I guess that's my template. After that, it's all about linkers. And guess what? This is the same basic way I had taught my students 2 years ago. And a lot of them in Las Vegas to Perth, Australia, they were getting 29, 8, 7, 6, especially in the independent essay, integrated, and they're speaking. So let's just do it this way. And it's a kind of a guarantee that you're going to get a very good score because UNESCA did it this way. Okay. UNESCA did it this way and max score 28.
Okay.
And I didn't even know she did. It's just I heard this from another girl. Oh yeah, UNESCO just used a template and she got this. And I'm like, what kind of motherfucker? And me, I'm over here, whatever. Okay, so that is the speaking question too. That is a nice little overview of it. As a matter of fact, we're on the speaking goddamn. We're on, let me just go back over. Where are you, eBay? Let me go get that speaking question one just to show you.